Darren Beedman, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
You got so close. You never know what will unfold between now and Saturday, but Kinsachi is there, but Maternal ends up first emergency. So there was a couple that fell away, and as I say, you just never know what happens.
No, no, we're just hanging there. Treat her as if she's running, and, you know, great win the other day by her, and she fought it out with a stablemate, so it was a bit stronger race, but be nice to get some Group 1 beside their name.
They've obviously done well for you to stay up there and continue on.
Yes, definitely. You know, they tend to sort of mares and fillies and mares extremely, you know, they really like that type of environment, climate, and they can get to the beach and it really prolongs their racing prep.
Understand. All right, we'll wait for that draw. As I say, hopefully we'll get it before finish, otherwise it'll be on air after 10. Today, you've got some, these first couple of races, they're four runners and they're all interesting, aren't they?
They are. You know, they're sort of back end of two-year-olds. They weren't real precocious types, just needed a bit of time. And the rail's out six, which makes it a little bit tricky from the 1,100-metre start. But, look, they're well-educated and they're ready to go.
Okay, so what about can Manicure sort of bounce back on a track like this today?
I think she can. We've put winkers on her. The other day, she was just starting, the revs was just starting to build up at about the 300-metre mark. She got stopped in her tracks, and Brenton said that she'd be right in the finish. So, you know, after that happened, she just basically switched off, and he didn't press her too hard. So, look, with any luck in running, she'd be hard to beat.
A-Sance is the other one in that race. It wasn't too bad a run at Warwick Farm. It was a good three, and we know what we're dealing with today, a soft track, but at least she's trialled on it.
Yes, yeah, she's trialled on it and got through it at the trials. The other day, she was a little bit big in condition going into that race. That run's tightened to ride up, and from a better draw, she'll be, you know, just behind the speed, I'd say.
Okay. Is there much between those, or is that one the better of the two?
I think Manicure is probably the better of the two.
Okay. The second race, the other one over 1,100, Kennedy and Catsby. Corey's on Kennedy here from a better draw on the stablemate.
Yes. He's look, it was a leader-dominator race the other day, and he's a nice little horse. You know, real exceeding still. He's a sort of running type, so he'll put himself in the race. Catesby, he was in last week and he was in the barriers, and our stablemate wasn't too kind to him, and he had to get scratched. So, but look, we've had an extra week to pump a bit more work at him. He's a big, heavy colt, lovely colt, and with a few scratchings in the race, he comes in a few.
Silent C goes into the 1250 here from a nice barrier.
Yes, look, she's 100% strike rate and for a place, and she was able to get away with a win the other day, but she seems to get to the front and wait, but where she's drawn, she's going to be able to just to sit behind the speed and hopefully, it's obviously a lot stronger race, but look, I think she's up to this class.
And Philosophy's the last one here. You've given two or three trials along the road here for this mare to come back today.
Yeah, we've been very patient with her, and she was supposed to run last Saturday at Kembla. Track was heavy, so look, you know, we didn't want to throw her to the wolves, so we just tried to wait for a nice track for her, and she trialled very well. I trialled her last Thursday at Warwick Farm just to keep her ticking over, and had a nice gallop, and she's come through that trial really well. She's probably one of our better chances of the day.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 13. And, mate, All Gifts is running in a two-year-old down at Bendigo. Any thoughts there, down there?
Oh, look, you know, first start, he's drawn off the track. You know, he's going to need a little bit of luck in running. He's got good gate speed, but they'll probably be a little bit too sharp for him.
Okay. And, mate, we wish you the best. Let's hope that barrier draw isn't too bad when it comes out for those runners, and maybe you do get a second runner into the field. Thanks for your time, Darren.
Yep. Thanks, Ben.